Antifa member David Campbell pleads guilty to assault at Night for Freedom event. By Alam Bokhari on October 2, 2019. Far-left Antifa agitator David Campbell pled guilty to two assault felonies earlier this week, and faces a likely prison sentence. Court records show Campbell pled guilty to two charges: second-degree attempted gang assault, and second-degree assault with intent to cause physical injury to a police officer. The charges relate to Campbell's brutal assault against a peaceful attendee of a Night for Freedom, an event hosted by author, journalist, and documentary filmmaker Mike Cernovich in New York in January 2017. The event was heavily protested by extremist left-wingers, some of whom, including Campbell, picked fights with attendees as they left the venue. As Breitbart News reported at the time, the attendee assaulted by Campbell was a defenseless 56-year-old man, who had to be taken to hospital. Two others were also reported hurt in the fight. John Levine, then a reporter for The Wrap, captured the aftermath of the assault on video. Acts of violence from Antifa and other left-wing extremists are on the rise. Four Antifa supporters were recently arrested for engaging in violence outside a peaceful political event in Canada. In France, two far-left extremists were recently fined €180,000 for setting fire to a train locomotive in November last year. In the same month, five far-left activists were arrested on charges of plotting criminal attacks against the upcoming G7 summit. And earlier this year in Portland, Oregon, a vicious Antifa attack left journalist Andy Ngo in the hospital with a brain bleed. Are you an insider at Google, Facebook, Twitter or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alam Bokhari at his secure email address alambokhari@protonmail.com. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.